Hey everybody, my name is Kristen and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. Your host tonight was formerly a retail manager at a hunting and fishing store, but now he's been helping families in the financial services industry for the last 13 years. He's married with an adorable baby boy from Indiana. Here is Mr. Josh Mock.
Thank you, Kristen. It's actually been 16 years. I actually just did the math on that. That just shows you how time goes. You know, you can tell somebody like 13, and then I was like, wait a minute. The longer you do something, you know, for those of you watching, you know what I'm talking about, right? The further you get past 21, the less, you know, you kind of pay attention to your age, you know, and things like that. So tonight we're going to have a lot of fun. Tonight we're going to talk about the business opportunity that I started 16 years ago as a college kid. I was going to school for business, primarily in business management. And then I was minoring in political science and history. Thought I was potentially going to go, into business and potentially into politics later in life. And that was kind of my MO, kind of what I was working on doing. And I knew I loved money though. I mean, not like in the, you know, like in the bad way kind of thing. I just loved the fascination with the stock market and that kind of thing. And I didn't come from a family of money, came from a real blue collar, like super working class family, you know, worked with the hands kind of thing. And I always thought, well, there's a lot of people that don't have to do that, don't have to work nearly that hard, who make a lot more and appear to have a better quality of life. I would like to know what they do. So while I was in college, I actually started an internship with this company. Started here as in an internship while I was in college, working for this guy who Bill, who didn't want to hire me. He was like, I don't have time for this, you know, that kind of thing. And I started working with him. And years later, you know, here I am, 16 years later, and clients in 9 states, and just loving the decision that I made so many years ago. And to be able to talk to you like tonight at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock central time after a full day's work, and just be so excited that I might scare you a little bit. So I just hope that you just know that my enthusiasm is passion and excitement for my career. So I'm going to show you guys what this is all about. Like, what is this guy talking about? He seems really pumped up about his career. So first off, welcome. You know, I'm glad that you're here in the first place. Like I said, when I came in, I actually sat through something just like this when I was really new. We had overhead projectors and it was super janky compared to, you know, Zoom online. This is crazy compared to how I got started and how professional we are now. But you know, we didn't have Zoom and those things just 15, 16 years ago. So tonight that we're going to go over what we do for clients, our actual business model. We're going to get into that, the technology that we utilize, okay, as kind of hitting that now, the market space that we actually have. We're going to unpack our products a little bit, get into that. Compensation, that's a big reason you're here, right? Join our team, right? Why would I join the team? Well, probably because you're looking to make some additional income. So what we do for our customers, let's get into it. Step one is you need to know what we call a financial independence number, a FIN number for short, okay? So everybody's goal is to have enough money that someday the money will work for them and they don't have to work anymore and they could retire. That's like the ultimate goal. If I essentially could retire, live off of my money, and that money would pay me an income until I die and not have to worry about running out either, okay? So that's what a financial independence number is. So if we look at a 30-year-old, who wants to retire at, say, 60. They say, I don't want to wait all the way to 67. How do I get it done at 60? And they're making $100,000 a year now. When we inflation adjust that at 3% inflation, they're going to be making about $243,000 a year when they're 60. Okay, if they don't change jobs, just normal inflation kind of thing. So they're going to have to adjust for all of that, okay? So what that means is in 30 years from now, they're going to have $2.6 million saved up or invested in order to be able to retire. So that's their FIN number. That's the number that they need in order to walk away from their job. So they're going to need to put away $1,421 monthly for the next 30 years in order to get there, Okay. Which theoretically should actually get easier and easier, because $1,400 now, as you see with the 100 grand inflation going to 243, to stay at a consistent 1400 should actually be simple if they can do it now. And we're going to talk about that, because a lot of people, I know when I got started, I saw my FIN number and I thought, with how much money I wanted to retire with, I thought, well, I can't afford that. Well, I'm going to have to make more money, hence the join our team philosophy. I'm going to have to make more money in order to invest more so that I can retire sooner. Okay. Because I don't want to enjoy my golden years behind a walker. You know, I want to be young enough to enjoy those years, right? So step two, we need to map out a route for people. So the problem most people are going through is that all the money's, they have somebody else for all of these things. We have credit cards trying to take all of our money and charging us 21% interest. We got one 401k provider, and then my wife or husband or spouse, significant other, they got a 401k somewhere else. They got life insurance. Like everybody's pulling out my money and taking, it feels like taking my money, but without, there's no cohesive plan. So it's all over the place. So this is what we do for the clients. Okay. Cause you remember, this is about joining our team. But what do we do for the people? Like, what's the point? What is the product? Okay, the product is financial independence for families and putting them in a better place by helping them with all of these different areas, okay? So the solution is this cutting edge tool that we created called a financial needs analysis, and the technology in it that helps people get action steps along with like these very precise when to's, when to get out of debt, how to get out of debt, when do you want to retire and how to retire, a budget, things like that. We're going to put all that together in here so that they have this clear route and how to get to where they want to go, which is what a GPS does, right? This is where you are. Here's where you want to go. Here's all the turns you need to make in order to get there. Well, that's what we do for the client. So we're going to show them in all those areas around that wheel how that works. Okay. So number three, get educated and build your financial house. So we're going to help get those people educated. We have a whole 12-week program that we put people through where they learn in depth about all these different things. And all of our clients have access to these systems. So protecting their income and assets through life insurance, auto, home, all those different insurances to make sure that if we die young, somebody tries to sue us because they fell in our yard, we've got all the proper insurances for those things. Budget. And those things, by the way, those are at the bottom because those can happen like in a flash. We're not going to get out of debt tomorrow, but man, at any point we get a car accident tomorrow, maybe don't die from it, but the car got destroyed. And if we didn't have car insurance, we got a major liability on our hands. We could always pass at any ungiven time. So you kind of get the idea. We're building these up from foundational, kind of most important to right now, to what's going to take a little more time to work towards. So we're going to accelerate their debt. We're going to work on getting them a home if they don't own a home, or putting it in a position where they do own a home, maybe completely debt-free from that home. Retirement and college savings, and then other goals and dreams, okay? So this is a part of that FNA. So we're going to look at all this for the client. So your best defense is an offense. Like you got to attack, right? So we've got to attack these things. So number four, we're going to implement. So we're going to go into it, and then we're actually going to show them, okay, because it's one thing to get educated. Last slide is about education. Everybody gets an education, okay? You can go to a class online, you can YouTube, you can listen to a radio host, you can maybe get some education from these different fields. But the reality is, I talk to people all the time, I went through this financial course and they never implemented anything. It's like they learned, but they didn't do. All right, I've watched a lot of workout videos. It doesn't mean that I actually work out, right? So number four is we're gonna implement. We're gonna actually go in there and help these people do this. And you as a representative would be a part of that in our training program. So you're going to help protect their assets, put together their budget, open them an emergency fund. We're going to show them how to debt stack, how to pay off their debts, how to fund their retirements properly, and then the college savings and other goals and dreams. So the same process, we're going to work through it. So what if you could provide a plan like this to people, okay? Or so existing clients, that once you have clients, right? Or future people, and then imagine an upfront and a residual income from helping people with this. I mean, you're talking about the most pressing things there is. Number one cause of divorce is financial strain inside the household. So if I'm decreasing the financial strain in the household, I'm increasing the happiness amongst a family, and I get paid to do it not only now, but residually to help a family do that. And it costs them in many cases nothing. I can't think of a better business opportunity. I've been in it 16 years. Nobody's shown me one. Okay. People have tried, but they haven't been able to show me something that's actually better. So business 101 says create an opportunity for others and you will make money. Okay. So is there a need for what we do? Well, I would say that people are pretty broke. We're going to get into that. People are struggling financially. Okay. Even people who are doing fairly well financially aren't doing well enough financially. Are these financial concepts helpful for everybody? Well, probably 99% of the population is in a position to need what we do. Okay. And you can see why our clients would love us, because we're changing their life financially. And then that creates an opportunity. Okay. Because if you got a lot of people that need what you do, I mean, I always think of this as, you know, like the desert, right? If you're in the desert and you sell water, you know, you're gonna be a popular person, right? It just depends on how many people there are that need it. Okay. So the new business model, all right, 5 scary pandemic economic stats. Let's think about this. Back a year ago to the month, 39 million people had filed for unemployment. 39 million people, highest number since the Great Depression, which was in the 1920s. Okay. Or sorry, late 20s, early 30s. More Americans have trouble paying their rent, with 1 in 5 missing a payment. Okay. So 1 in 5 people have missed a payment on a rent, a mortgage, you know, something like that. Okay. Over 100,000 small businesses have permanently closed due to the pandemic. You think about 100,000 businesses. Think about your little town, like how many businesses are in your town or your block or, you know, that kind of thing where you live. 100,000 is an enormous amount of people whose lives have been destroyed financially on a fairly permanent level, right? So at least 16.2 million people have lost their health insurance. Okay. Most of the people who lost their job, this last one, 40% of people who lost their job in the pandemic were people who were already in a lower income bracket. So that's really scary. So what are some of the things that we learned? Number one, you need multiple streams of income. You need income coming in from multiple places. And what's amazing about this business opportunity is it alone has over double digit forms of income streams inside of one business opportunity. Okay. Inside of this business opportunity, there's multiple streams of income that can come to us inside of one place. It's not just earning income, but how you earn it that really matters, right? Because we've learned those who were able to work at home have enjoyed a statistically a much higher quality of life and freedom since this all started. So your industry has to be pandemic proof. Like that's become like a thing. How am I pandemic proof or not moving forward? So there's 4 ways to earn income. This actually was something that I learned before I got started here. I'd read a book when I was 15 called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. I read it when I was really young. A mentor had told me to read it. He told me to never have a job, told me to start a business. So I read this book and it taught this basic idea that employees trade time for money, and not very much money at that, because they don't control it, because somebody else is always in control. The income is based on who your position, not who you are. And then this next level up is then the self-employed people. These people trade time for money too. They just trade time for more money. So, but many times they basically own their job and they become a servant to that job. So one of my best friends is a dentist. He makes great money when he's trading his time for that money, right? But if he's not working, he doesn't make any money. So he doesn't have multiple streams of income. He has an income when he has instruments in your mouth, and that's it. So being self-employed can be great, but it's like, it's not really bomb proof, right? It's not pandemic proof. So owning a business means to own a system. Okay. A system means other people working for you in a business that operates with or without you. Okay. There's management teams in place. You're optimizing where you have secretarial staff, you have employees, people helping you. Now it's a business where somebody else, maybe you own a dentistry where there's 3 dentists. And when they have their instruments in somebody's mouth, you still get paid. And then there's the investor. The investor takes money. They're usually a business owner. they make money from something, and or a self-employed person, they make a bunch of money and they invest in something and that gives them more money. So they buy a rental apart, they buy a house that they turn into an Airbnb and it gives them money. They invest money into the stock market and they make interest and that makes them money. Things like that. That's how you become an investor. So work from home is the new model. I mean, this is pretty like, we're not getting around this. Okay. This is the new model. We look at this survey done last year, 25,000 people that they service. This is a big thing. Okay. To gauge how perspectives about work, transportation, and leisure changed during the coronavirus. Okay. So 54% of adults want to work remotely. It's more than half. Working from home can make workers happier and save employees money. It absolutely did. One of my staff members told me, he said, Josh, I don't need a raise this year. I already got one because I don't have to drive to the office anymore, right? So one of those surveys, 75% said they want to keep it going. Like, hey, I don't want to go back. This is too good. I don't want to go back. I mean, even me, I used to drive to my office every day and now I work from my home most of the time. I don't want to go back to that. Now I have the choice not to go back, but if you want the choice not to go back, you got to get into a business opportunity that gives you that choice, right? So our business model is pretty simple. What if you could own a legitimate professional business that you work from home, totally online, no overhead, okay, no expenses, no buying juice and oils and potions and lotions, okay? 80% of North America is in your space, okay, that you can work with, and no product to buy, assemble, or ship, okay? So no, not even worrying about if people aren't getting shipments, all that they didn't get this, they didn't get this month's auto, none of that kind of stuff, okay? Work when you want and as often as you want as well. So our business model provides a scalable market, marketing and business systems. We have a whole, as you can see right now, this is actually, I mean, there's people on here from all over the country, even Canada on tonight, looking at this business opportunity. And this is a system where we then have live meetings like this twice a week done by different people. We've got a whole system in place that works for you, not just us, where you can plug and play and come into it using the latest technology, intangible products, require professional license. Okay. This is the thing. Intangible products, more like what we call a service. Okay. Service oriented businesses are much more profitable than product based businesses. Okay. And has a multi-billion dollar product support system. Okay. So 99% of our reps started as a sideline. Okay. With no experience. So did I started when I was in college, as I had stated, I didn't really know anything. I really came as an internship to learn. Okay. So we have three career paths: refer a partner, and you can do this part-time just referring people in. So my dad actually has been a licensed rep with me for years. And he meets people out of work and he sends them to me. And my dad actually gets paid to refer me to people. Now, my dad doesn't do this. He doesn't do meetings like this. He doesn't really talk to people. But if you meet somebody who needs something, he sends them to me and I'm able to compensate him legally for that service when I help somebody that he knows with their finances. So active part-time, that's a consistent weekly income that you're working towards. That's what I did while I was in college, okay? Full-time, change that career, make that transition, earn $10,000+ a month, okay? And there's really those three roles and it's your choice, okay? You will work kind of through them in many cases. Sometimes people just say, I just want to be a referral and then I'm making some money, it's pretty cool. And maybe I could do it part-time and I'm doing it part-time, I'm doing it really well. And maybe I'm going to make a career change, you know? So I have many of my partners who have offices with us now who started just that way. I'm just going to dabble, put my toe in it. And now they're, you know, now they're swimming. So life insurance market in the United States, let's look at the life insurance market and how this is part of our space that we work in. So about 60% of all people in the United States were covered by some type of life insurance in 2019. 60%, okay, is it. So you're talking about people that only have a little bit through life, through work, we don't really know what they have. That's still only 6 in 10, which means 40% of people have none. Among those with life insurance, about 1 in 5 say that they do not have enough. And more than that, don't know that they don't know have enough, okay? So half of all adults visited a life insurance company website, that's half of everybody, went to a website and sought life insurance information online in 2018, online, not walking down to the local insurance company who, you know, has commercials on all day, online. So almost 1 in 3 purchased or attempted to purchase life insurance online. You can see consumers overestimate the cost of life insurance. That is totally normal. Millennials, I talk to millennials as a millennial, Gen Zers, they always think it's going to be really expensive. You know, it's $400 or $500 a month. And it's like, whoa, you're not even close. And that's because of lack of financial education, that people don't really know how affordable a term program or life insurance program done properly can be for their family. So the financial services market, okay, in the United States, I mean, it's so broad, but let's look at this. Financial markets in the United States are the largest and most liquid in the world. Okay, we have the biggest stock markets in the planet. Okay, in 2018, finance and insurance represented 7.4% of the entire GDP of the United States. Okay, what that means is this is a huge industry. This, we're not like some rinky-dink industry that hardly anybody needs. We're talking about a $1.5 trillion industry. Economically, in asset management, which is the investment side of our business that we'll talk about, the total U.S. retirement assets were approximately $68.2 trillion at the end of 2019. You see here, moreover, if insurance assets and mutual funds are included, U.S. asset managers hold nearly $51 trillion. $51 trillion. That's the scope of our business clientele, to a sense, okay? To give you an idea of who we work with. The mortgage market, let's look at this. In 2020, the size of the US mortgage market, $11 trillion, okay, in outstanding mortgages. And there are gonna be an extra nearly $2 trillion in new mortgages funded in 2020 is what came out last year. Home purchases for new homes will increase from 1.27 to 1.3 in 1 year. Guys, that is huge growth. There will be about 6.2 million homes sold in America. It's just, these numbers are bewildering. In my county where I live, the housing market has been just erupting, going absolutely crazy. So you can see here, 726,000 sales of newly constructed homes. Having the right mortgage is part of the foundation of a solid financial plan. So people not having high interest rates, being able to refi, maybe they had a high interest rate, but they've been in there for a few years and they've got a plan. We put together those plans for people to get them out of debt, like we were talking about, put them on a game plan. But then we can put them in a place to refinance that mortgage and put them in a better position financially with their loan. So let's look at some of the technology, how our business system works. All right. So technology drives the business. All right. So first off, it's technology driven, as it's people driven with technology. Okay. So we call it high tech, high touch. Okay. So our 12-part client education series. So we have this 12-part series as a part of a meeting that we do on Mondays and Thursdays, where people can plug in, get a 12-week system to learn everything that they need to know about money and how to do better financially and make better decisions. So, I mean, as reps coming into the opportunity, we want that for our own lives, but then we want that for their lives, of course, too, because the more we can help people, the more that we're putting more people in better positions and the more they're referring us to more people as well. Okay. So personal links to invites. Okay. So you can invite people to this. You can invite people to the technology system I was just speaking of with the client education series. So we have this automated link system, private links just for you, customized, where your prospects and your friends and that kind of thing get it. And then we will meet them for Zoom if after they see those things and they're interested in talking more. So there are 3 licenses to obtain. Okay. You need to get a life insurance license, a securities license, and a mortgage originator license. These core 3 licenses turn you into one of the single most diversified advisors in all of the United States, that you can do all the scope of these different businesses when it's normally 3 different people. We've integrated technology to make it where you don't have to be super smart in all 3 categories, where you can use technology merged with your licenses to be able to help a family in the scope of all these different products and then get paid on all those different products, which makes you 3 times more profitable than somebody who only is in the mortgage business or only in the investment business. So turnkey training system. All trainings are through Zoom. We record them. We have podcasts and all that sort of stuff. So you can go back on our weekly trainings if people miss them. We have every Sunday on here, insane training put together by leaders who have been in this business for from 1 year to 35 years doing this exact thing. So weekly marketing meetings and how to market your business, how to grow your business. I mean, I don't know if you're like me, when I came in, I had no idea. I was like, oh, hold on. I work in a retail outdoor store. What do I know about financial services? And what do I know about marketing financial services? I have no clue. We have a system for all that stuff. You not having experience is not the issue. The only thing that's an issue is, do you have desire? Do you have heart? Do you want to win? Do you want to change your life? Do you want to do something with your life? If you want that, we can figure out the rest for you, or we already have. We just got to plug you into the system. So our products, so here you go, gives a little better picture. We represent our products from all these different major firms, as well as about five times what we're showing on this map, okay? So 401ks, we do annuities, managed investments, mutual funds, legal help, mortgages with Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loans, largest mortgage provider in the nation. We do auto and homeowners insurance with companies like Progressive and Safeco, and depending upon what state you're in, but 30 different providers in the auto and home space, life insurance with Primerica Life, so many things. We have the most broad scoped business opportunity in financial services more than any other company there is. I have friends that work in these pockets at different firms, and they only do one of them. And when they talk to me and they're like, you do all that stuff, they can't, it blows their mind. They can't even imagine being able to do all of those things. But in many cases, you know, they're so in their head, well, I've been doing loans so long, Josh, I don't know if I can learn everything else. So see what I was saying about, you have to have desire. You have to think, I can learn, I can do something else, I can figure this out. Maybe I'm not super talented at this or smart at this, but these guys are telling me they can teach me, and they're telling me that they have a system to teach me, and that if I just follow that system, I can win. So then it just comes down to the person knowing that and feeling like you can learn and you're willing to make change and learn something new or not. So we have three primary products, okay? Term life. So there was a lot of stuff there, okay? There's six secondary products, but three are really the focus around those licenses that we talked about. The term, life insurance, mutual funds and annuities, okay? And the investments, that's that securities license we talked about, and then the mortgage license. So those three core licenses encompass these three core products, and then we have all those other secondary products. So let's look at compensation. Now, this is, you know, where the fun part is, right? Look, the heart of us is that we help families. The heart is that we want to change people's lives. We want to do something that's impactful, that makes people feel good and sleep better at night. What I say is, we want people to achieve financial confidence. We want them to sleep at night confident with certainty that their life is better after we've met with them than it was before. That being said, we've got to get paid. I mean, you're not going to take time away from your husband, your wife, your kids, your significant other, and go help families do all this as charity work, right? You're expected to be compensated for getting those licenses and learning this stuff, right? So nine different products, front-end earnings, repeat customers. We have residual ongoing income, override income from our brokerage, qualifying for ownership. You can own the business. We get paid. Those are different streams of income inside of the business. So what you earn, okay, let's look at life insurance. Based on one term transaction a week, okay? So this isn't straight getting after it or something, okay? It's one a week. I did this actually while I was in college for about a year and a half. I was averaging about one sale per week during that time. Total annual income would be $28,000. That actually helped me to quit my job. I had a full-time job at a retail outdoor store. I was able to quit my job because I was doing consistent work in the term insurance space and just helping people. When I only had that license alone, I was able to get rid of my $30,000 a year salary job in 2005. So applications can be completed in 20 minutes or less, and the whole thing can be done over Zoom. That's the life insurance license. Pretty good, right? 28,000 bucks, doing something 6 to 8 hours per week. To do that. Investments based on a $300,000 rollover. Okay. This is actually about close to the average of what a baby boomer has getting ready for retirement. So if you produced one rollover each month, not even one a week, so you're doing one life insurance sale a week, that's four. You do this one time a month, that's another $53,000 in compensation for you per year. And this does not include the reoccurring residual income that comes from that investment, okay? Because it does pay on and on and on, okay, as well. So mortgage compensation based on a $300,000 mortgage, stick with the same number. An extra doing two loans a month equals $39,000 a year. Does not include the investment transactions. Many times investments come when we do refinances for homes. And the application and process can be done on Zoom. So imagine I'm sitting here like this. I'm helping someone with their life insurance, their investment, their mortgage, making tens of thousands of dollars in a month helping somebody with these kinds of things. If you were full time, of course, but based on these numbers, even when we add up the math, let's take a look. So build your own brokerage. This is moving more into that full time realm. 10 term life policies per week in your team. So like I have a friend in real estate here in my town, he has his team. It's like he has his group. And then inside of his group, he has five different agents. Between him and his five agents, when those five agents sell homes, he makes a little bit of money. And when he sells a home, he makes more money because he's on a higher commission rate than them. So if you had 10 term life policies per week written inside your team, that'd make you $224,000 a year. If you're doing 10 rollovers of investments, that'd make you another $250,000. So now you're looking at $483,000 a year as a, now we're talking about a career change. Okay. Not just a career change for most people. Now we're talking about a dream income. Never thought this could happen to me. This is like the mind blowing. And it's not to say that it's not a ton of work. I'm doing this for a long time. It is a lot of work, but that's worth it. You start making $483,000 a year. That is worth it. That is freedom on another level. Okay. So, and that's in new comp. That's not considering taking into consideration the repeat kind of business that can come from that. So we pay all your life insurance and securities licensing fees. This is huge. We pay all this stuff up front. We don't even know you. I mean, it's like, this is the thing to remember. We don't know you and you don't know us. So I want to slow down here a little bit. Because you might be a client, you might know us. I mean, you might already be a client and you're watching tonight. You might be, you went through a client education series. You might know whoever invited you as a personal friend or relative, right? But I mean, you don't really know our corporation and our system necessarily, okay? Well, for a company to say, you're needing a life insurance license, a securities license, a mortgage license. These fees are going to be $1,300. This is a roundabout. It's a little bit different based on states. Okay. It's going to be $1,300. And we don't know you, but if you tell us, I'm going to do this, you know, yeah, I'm willing to take a shot on me. I'm willing to learn. I can tell that what these guys do for people is helpful. I can tell that what they do for people helps people, that they're helping people to get out of debt. They're helping people to save money on their insurance products, to put themselves in a position to retire someday with some dignity when most Americans are not doing that. Okay, not even close. You still saw the stats. To help people put them in a position to pay for their kids' college when nobody's hardly doing that and kids are in all the student loan debt that we were talking about. For us to pay $1,300 for you because you just say, I'm in, I'm ready, let's go. That's unbelievable. I look back and just think about how impactful that was for me as a 20-year-old because I didn't have the $1,300 to drop to start my own business. I didn't have that available to me. It wasn't like I would have had to take more student loans or something in order to do that. So the first step is you have to complete a business application. You have to actually like, all right, I'm in, but like, what does that mean? Okay, Josh, I think I'm ready. What does this mean? Well, you have to fill out an independent business application, and they're going to run a background check on you, because in order to get those licenses, you're state and you're regulated on a federal level. So just think about these licenses. The life insurance industry is regulated by each state. So whatever state or province you're in right now, that's where that's regulated at. And then the investment licenses are regulated at a federal level. Okay. So you're getting state and federal licenses, not our company licenses. You're getting state and federal licenses. You're going to take a couple of simple tests. I like to explain this test because I think it hopefully gives you hope. In the state of Indiana, where I'm at, you know, the insurance class is an online class you take from home. I actually just had a guy pass the state exam today, 23-year-old, young guy, just like when I got started. And he did this online class. He went through it. We have these study tests. These fake exams are just like the real test, these prep tests. So he took all the little prep tests. He said, I'm in, Josh. Goes to the class, finishes the class, takes all the little prep tests, goes and takes the real exam at a testing center. It's an 80-question test. It's multiple choice. He needed a 70% to pass in the state of Indiana. Your given state could be a little bit different, of course. But we're talking about a multiple choice test that's at a passable type rate, okay? He passes the test. He calls me today. He's out of his mind. He's so excited. He said, how do I start for my securities license? He just passed the life insurance license. He's right into the securities license. Now he's in Indiana. I just had another teacher in South Carolina just passed his insurance license. He's deep into the studies for his investment securities license now. So see, these licenses, we're paying for it. Where as soon as you're able to finish one, you can move right into the other one without issue. So as I said, though, we don't know you, you don't know us. So there is a background check, and that you do have to submit $99 in order to pay for that background check, because you're becoming an independent contractor of us. This is not a job. You're becoming an independent contractor with our firm, and we're going to put you in a position as a coach. And you think of a coach and a student, or a coach and a player. And we're going to put you in a position where we're going to show you how to win a championship, okay? How to win your life, how to start making money on a weekly, annual basis. So what you have to do is prove to us, if we're going to pay $1,300 for you, that you're willing to front $99 for yourself. And then that is actually returned through a whole program that we have that your leader can talk to you about. And $25 per month for all of our sales tools and technology. We talk about the tech and everything that we do. For $25 a month, you can get all the financial tools that we use, how we quote, how we create the financial independence number, all those tools, all part of $25 a month, which is $300 a year, which is a tax deduction. That's mind-boggling as a business expense to think that's as low as it is, coming from somebody whose family owned a restaurant and some other things, where, you know, you think about overhead. If $25 a month was the overhead of a business, it's impossible. And only here is that really feasible. In any traditional business, you wouldn't be able to be in business at a number that low. And then implement your own financial plan. I mean, hopefully you've been through our client education series. And if you haven't, ask whoever invited you. Say, look, I'm signing up. I'm jacked about it, but I want this client education series. I want my own FIN number. I want my own financial needs analysis. I want to get well financially too and feel confidence as well. You don't want to just be out there on your own on this. Okay. So all these little steps that we kind of went through, really important, because you need to put yourself in a position to plug into a system, and then that system will give you power. I was thinking like a lamp or something, you know, it's like, if you unplug the lamp, the light goes out. If you plug it back in, it turns back on. If you pull it out, it's like when you're a kid, you're kind of messing around. If you pull that plug out just enough, sometimes you can get the light to flicker. You can get that. It's like it's getting power and it's losing power. It's getting power and it's losing power. We don't want people that are half in. If you say, I can commit to one of those three roles, just get my licenses and refer, that's actually a form of being plugged in. Just get, hey, I'm committed. I'm going to go get those licenses. And then as I know people and I meet people, and I'm going to send them over to you, John. And then you help them and I get compensated. Yippee. I'm excited about it. Plug in hard. Hey, I want to put in 6, 8, 10, 15 hours a week part-time. I've got some time to commit to this. I did my financial game plan, and man, that thing says I can be debt free in 3 years. But if I know if I make an extra 20 grand a year here, I can be debt free by the end of the year, whatever your particular game plan is. Plug into that. And if it's full time, then talk to your leader about, hey, I want a career change. How do I get started part-time and then transition to full-time as soon as possible? So Kristen, you can unshare that for me if you could. And what I want you to do is just implore you that you have the chance to do something completely different probably than you've ever done in your life. And when I got started, this was so beyond me. And then I talk, people say, oh my gosh, how do you talk? 16 years. That's how you talk to a bunch of people really comfortably. 16 years. That's how you do it. Okay. Or, you know, even a year or two. Okay. It doesn't take long. Okay. 6 months. And I was really comfortable talking to people. But you do have to have courage. You do have to have boldness. You do have to say, I have questions. How do I do this? So I don't know, Kristen, do we answer some questions tonight? If anybody wants to poke something in here?
No, just maybe typical questions you hear when you're okay. Signing people up. Yeah.
So a couple of first questions, you know, usually is the 99, you know, is that it? What else is there? The 99 is a one-time fee and that's all it is. There's no ongoing on that. That's $99 one time and the $25 is a monthly expense. Once you're licensed and you get going, you can actually have the $25 withdrawn from your pay, which is a really nice thing. Licensing, that's state by state. So you'll have to talk to whoever invited you here to get the specifics on that licensing. So it's a little bit different for everybody. But whoever invited you, if you do have questions, they're the one who can answer your particular questions tonight. Okay. So reach out to them. They probably sent you, you know, an email to you, a link originally. So you might have their email, you have their phone number, reach back out to them. They're also going to be informed that you hopped on here tonight. So if you don't hear from, or they don't hear from you, I'm sure that you'll be hearing from them. And just thank you all for being on here tonight. Hopefully this is educational. Hopefully you learned a little bit about money, maybe for yourself, your own financial education that you can take home. And that's the point that I want to finish with. If the opportunity is not for you, that's fine. It's not for everybody. That's why it's called a business opportunity. This is an opportunity for those who are seeking what we do and what we have and want to be a part of that and inside of that community. But if you're sitting there, you're thinking, I don't think I'm into all that, but I would like to get out of debt. I sure would like a FIN number for me. We're happy to put that together. It's not an issue that you're not wanting to do the business. You can move in that direction too. So hopefully, you know, you pick one of those two routes, you know, to do the business, either in that referral system or part-time, full-time career change, or simply get a financial needs analysis done for you and your family. So I thank you for being on and hope that this really helped you tonight. You found a lot of value in this. Have a great night. Thank you.